Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter here, live and local. And speaking of local radio, we have a local radio show, of course, tomorrow. It's Nevada Backcountry. Henry Evans hosting that for hunting aficionados. And Nevada Backcountry is on Sundays from 10 to 11 o'clock. And every Saturday, 9 to noon, as long as they have me, I'm John Potter here with Live and Local. And just checking out some texts. Thank you so much for responding. Okay, here is one from... I won't read that one. I must have deleted it. Darn it. It was a good one. Anyway, I'm going to run through the places that I've been that I enjoyed very much. The topic is travel. It's timely. August starts in 1 week. Vacation. That's the top month for vacations, summer vacations. And so we're passing on my experiences and also others telling us, you, where to go that maybe won't cost a whole lot for you. And I traveled so much and I'm so old that I finessed it. I finessed the list to favorite places, places and trips that I enjoyed very, very much. And many of these qualify for the one tank of gas trips. Go south of Carson City on California 395. There are great towns along that route. Some look very 1950s. How they get those old neon motel signs to work, I don't know. There's Big Pine. There's Lone Pine. There's Independence. I guess the biggest town on the route is Bishop, California. Have a great meal. Lunch at Schatz Roadhouse in Bishop, one of the great places to eat from the Schatz family that we all know from their bakeries in Carson and Washoe City. Have dinner at the Whiskey River. What a great classic old wood log cabin deck they have. It's right there on Main Street, 395. Two great Mexican restaurants in Bishop, Astorga's and Amigos. Stay at the Wayfinder. It's a simple motel that the owners put in this incredible amount of money into it with walking paths all around the property, passing a nice pool, and they have a private sauna you can reserve for an hour, doesn't cost extra, and it comes with a room along with a nice hot buffet breakfast. All right, let's go to Mike on the phone calling from Carson on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Hey, Mike, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Yeah, you talked about traveling all sorts of places. How about the Far East instead of going east? I went to China a couple times, and boy, it was fantastic. Went to Beijing the first time, and then to Shanghai and Xi'an from there.
If somebody was going to do the same, where do you suggest they go in China?
Well, direct flights go daily with a few airlines out of SFO and LAX to Shanghai and Beijing. Each of those were great for starting. I went solo. I don't speak a lick of Chinese. Xi'an, that is where the home of the Terracotta Warriors, which I'd seen a bunch of those old documentaries when I was a kid. But seeing it live was incredible. It's really fascinating.
How do they treat American tourists? Did you get a lot of friendliness out there?
I've read that in Shanghai they speak a bit more English. If you go to the real touristy spots, that's the case. But it was hit and miss. Shanghai seems to be a little more geared towards that. And I had a real good translator. It's iFly, I think is what it's called. Happens I found a wife in China, so that helped because she speaks Chinese, having been there her whole life. So that definitely helps.
All right.
But her English is minimal. But It's fascinating. The public transportation, it's all computer-driven. It's automated, on time, and it's pretty much almost free. A dollar here is almost seven of theirs, and you can tell that's about what it works out.
I'm glad you called, because I've never talked to anybody who has gone to China. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate your call. 775-884-9910 is our number. Back to Nevada. Let's talk about Tonopah. Stay. Don't. Everybody says stay at the Mizpah. It's actually, in my experience, not the best place there anymore. Believe it or not, the Tonopah Best Western is the greatest Best Western in the U.S. The lobby is fantastic. They have the just baked cookies out there every morning. Excellent gourmet coffee in the lobby, and the breakfast buffet is hot. It's awesome, and it's also the only hotel in Tonopah with a pool, and it's outdoors, and it's a great place to enjoy in the very hot Tonopah summer. Second best hotel, I would say the Belvada, and would you believe the Tonopah Burger King is the best one you will ever go to? It just is. But from the Best Western, if you walk across the street from Best Western to the Bug Bar, you go up a hill to the Bug Bar. It's on top of a hill. They have a deck at the top. You just walk up with an awesome view. And on the deck out there, you can see probably 100 miles in all direction. And I always meet not only the most fascinating people, but also the town leaders. I had a great time with the mayor of Tonopah up there. And that kind of takes me to Winnemucca, where I met the mayor and the county commissioners at the Martin House. And you may have heard of this before, the Martin House. It's the best Basque restaurant in Nevada. Louis is second. JT's is third. That's my take. And don't drive to Winnemucca. 80 is boring on that stretch, though I do enjoy stopping by the Basque Club and the Owl Club at Battle Mountain, and in Lovelock, Temptations Ice Cream Shop must stop. But back to Winnemucca. Don't drive. Take Amtrak. It leaves Reno at 4:30 p.m., sometimes late, and in Winnemucca, it stops right in front of the Martin House. You have this incredible Basque meal, wonderful camaraderie, and then you walk up the hill to your hotel. And you get up in the morning because the westbound train leaves, I think, at about 5:30 in the morning. So you see the marvelous sunset from the train on the eastbound trip and the incredible sunrise on the westbound trip for like $50 each way. It's a super trip. And by the way, take the train to Truckee, Oakland, Winnemucca, Elko, Salt Lake City. Those are all wonderful trips. The I said Oakland, it actually goes to Emeryville, and you take a bus from Emeryville to go to San Francisco, which isn't too far. But the one to Emeryville takes you over the switchbacks and through tunnels as you go over the Sierra. It is just incredible. San Francisco, you take Amtrak to Emeryville, Uber or bus to the waterfront hotel, Jack London Square in Oakland. Then you ferry or water taxi. It goes every hour to the Embarcadero Ferry Terminal Building in San Francisco. Now, if you drive, stay in San Bruno. Good hotel there is the Sonesta Suites. But here's the deal with San Bruno. Unlike San Francisco, there's free parking everywhere. You have the hotel with its free parking lot. San Bruno has an amazing shopping mall. I think it's like three levels. And right in the back of that shopping mall that you walk to is a BART station. So you walk from your hotel in San Bruno, and the BART station, the BART train, whisks you right to Union Square or the Wharf or wherever you want to go. And then when you're in the city, go see Cow Hollow, go see Fisherman's Wharf, Ghirardelli's, of course. I want to see the Millennium Tower, the tower that's that's tilting, and everybody's worried about it. And I just want to see, I bet it's kind of a tourist attraction right now. Okay, Pahrump, Nevada. Hey, stop laughing. Pahrump it looks like, when you first see Perup, it looks like just one main street with every chain, restaurant, and hotel in the world. We love the Wine Ridge RV Resort Cabins, and we love visiting the Nature Health Farms petting zoo. If you enjoy wineries, the Artisan is fantastic, but we prefer the Wine Down. It's in a strip mall. It's owned by the wonderful Joel, and we look so forward to stopping there. We just have the greatest time. The Wine Down in Perup. Laughlin. Take the Laughlin boat tours. We did the dinner cruise up and down the Colorado River there. Just super. Visit the Don Laughlin's Classic Car Museum. Absolutely free. Don Laughlin, he had kind of a Bill Hara type car collection. It really is something. And check out the Colorado River Museum in Bullhead City. Best hotels in Laughlin are the Avi, has the best pool, or the Riverside. More to do, including their own movie theater and such, and of course the car museum. Restaurants, Laughlin, best ones in my opinion are in the Golden Nugget, love the Saltgrass Steakhouse, and especially Bubba Gump's. Bubba Gump's. If you like a top of the building restaurant with a great view and a piano player in the dining room, it's the Gourmet Room. It's high atop the Riverside. Dancing in Laughlin? Yes, at the Riverside Losers Lounge. That's the great thing about dancing out of town. You can dance as badly as you do if you're like me and nobody knows you. Boulder City, Nevada. Do the pedal rail. It's $85 for two people. This is one of those little, like, remember the rail mining carts, the prospectors or whatever they used, and they'd have to lift the lever and push down the lever, and it was two guys back and forth. That's what they have there. Nevada residents have a 15% discount. Okay, I'm cheap. Okay, I gotta be. $85 for two. They have railroad rides there, just like Virginia City and Ely. Oh, Ely, favorite of mine. Much on that later. I got to take a break. We're talking travel here for summer vacation. I'm telling you from my experience what I love, what's worth it, and we're taking calls from you with the same subject. Or, more fun, tell us where not to go. 884-9910. Text or call. We'll be back shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk Time, 1118.
Begins right now.
It's the weekend with John Potter. I wish I lived in the golden age. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Hello, John. Reading texts here. Hi, John Potter back with you, 1122. Jeff, you must have a lot of free time here. John, for world travel, you mentioned Australia. I highly recommend Australia. The minimum wage there is very high, and 10% is considered to be a very generous tip. If you have tip fatigue, as so many of us here do, try Australia. This is what my friend Stuart has been pestering me to go to Australia for years. Not, that's me talking. Back to Jeff. Other world travel that is good this time of year, South Africa and any of the other countries below the Tropic of Capricorn. It's winter down there right now, so if you ever want to visit Africa without it being Africa hot, South Africa this time of year. Speaking of Australia, do you know the difference between a French kiss and an Australian kiss? A French kiss is on the mouth, an Australian kiss is down under. Okay. He sent me some pictures. I'm afraid to open that. One tank of gas or less, Jeff says, Wally's Hot Springs and South Lake Tahoe Camping on Mount Rose. Yes, yes. Love Wally's.
The
Wally's.
Pictures that Absolutely. Jeff sent are beautiful pictures.
Okay. Let's see here. We have, where was it? What did I leave off here? Let's go to Tahoe. Tahoe here, okay? Best restaurants in Tahoe. The Cottonwood in Truckee, Lanza's for outstanding Italian at Kings Beach. Mexican at Kings Beach, I say Las Panchitas with its wonderful deck on Main Street. It's right across from the beach from Jason's. Stay at Kings Beach on a Friday because in the summer on Fridays at sunset. They do dancing on the beach on Friday nights with live music and food trucks, and it is a ball. Tahoe City, go to eat at the Shady Side. Best Tahoe hotels, says me. Incline Village has to be Hyatt Regency. That's our most expensive hotel. It's very expensive, but so worth it. South Lake Tahoe, on a budget, it's Three Peaks Motel. You have a balcony, and you can walk to just about the greatest place for wine and dinner throughout the lake, and that would be Toulouse. Okay, stay at Three Peaks, walk over to Toulouse. Wonderful woman owns it. Just a great time. Or you can go to Jimmy's by the beach. And Jimmy's also is part of a hotel there that's at the beach. It's right in front of where they have weddings, and sometimes you will see those. Beaches closest to Reno. I get that question now and then. What's the closest beaches to Reno? We'll run through that after we take this call from Frankie calling from Reno. Hey, Frankie, good morning. I'm glad you called. Good. Go ahead.
Hi, John. I'm so glad I was finally able to get a hold of you and say hello. Loved you on Channel 2. Wonderful commentary. I wanted to comment on your trip to Glenwood Springs. I've been there a couple times myself and wanted to recommend a hotel. Kind of fun. It's the Hotel Colorado, and it's one of the most haunted hotels. And it's also where Teddy Roosevelt stayed.
Why do people stay at haunted hotels?
When we went there, we walked around, we went downstairs and all the places they said it was supposedly haunted. And, of course, we didn't see anything. And it was a great hotel to stay at as well.
I hear just
the
greatest.
And then you're right, and you wanted to say you wanted to go to the hot springs. You're right in front of them when you stay there.
Oh, yes. This is I keep hearing about it. Okay, I hear about the Hotel Maxwell Anderson. That was formerly the Hotel Denver, and it's the most historic. Now, you said which hotel again?
Hotel Colorado. That's, and they have the Teddy Roosevelt room. He has he had his own suite when he stayed there. They called it the Second White House.
My goodness, yeah.
It was kind of neat. And then there's another place you want to go to. There's an adventure park in Glenwood Springs. And you take the the tram up the hill, and they have all kinds of thrill rides up there. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, this is the Glenwood Caverns Amusement Park. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and you can go through the caverns.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
This place sounds amazing. And they have this aerial tram to reach the park at the top of the mountain. You can go to Estes Park, restaurants, museums, the world's largest mineral hot springs at Glenwood Springs. And there's a hot springs pool across the river from the train station. And this is a great thing. Also, you take the train there.
Yes, that faces the Hotel Colorado. You can just walk right out and go over there.
Wonderful. Now, the train station, there's a hotel in the train station. It's called the Crawford Hotel, I'm told. And there's
there isn't one in the train station, but you could walk across the street from the train station.
Mm-hmm.
The train station itself is there isn't a hotel there. You're speaking of Glenwood Springs, I assume.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sounds there's no hotel in there.
Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful place. Everybody I know keeps going back there.
Another word of advice is don't go in coach on Amtrak. Make sure you get a roomette.
They've changed things at Amtrak. It used to be a little looser, lately it's so regimented. This is what I used to do with Amtrak. I would definitely go on coach because the sleeper cars, the cost of them, unbelievable. It's ridiculous. Coach
here's
seats,
what you do. You buy a coach ticket, and then you bid up for a roomette.
I've heard about that. On the website, you can bid to get a roommate.
Absolutely. And we've done it before. Sometimes you get lucky. It depends on how many people are traveling. Sometimes not. Sometimes you can get a really good bargain.
Yeah.
And well, then when you're in the roomette, all your meals are free, and then you have a place to
you
sleep.
Get first seating, too. But to save money, I always got a coach seat on Amtrak, and then once the train was moving, I would go to the sightseer car, where they have the really nice couches and the chairs and everything. But the word got out, and now everybody does that. But they don't even let you do that now. They're so...
Well, they do let you do that, but they only let you stay in there for a small amount of time.
Yeah, they time you now, and they tell you when to go. And when you go to coach, I never knew my seat number at coach because I would just sit anywhere. Now they're like Southwest Airlines. You know, all common sense is out the window. If there's a bunch of open seats and you prefer this seat because it's on the right side of the train or the window, you can't move from the seat. They make you stay in your numbered seat.
Well, I guess because there's so many people traveling on Amtrak now, you never know when you go to the next
Southwest does
station.
This. Now, yeah. It used to be Southwest. If there were empty seats, I'll just sit here. The train doesn't let you do that, so... Not the same, you know, but thank you so much. I love Glenwood Springs Talk and we can't wait to get there. Frankie, thank you so much.
Have a wonderful trip. You're going to have a blast when you get there for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate you, Frankie. Care.
All right, dear.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Thanks for the good words about me on Channel 2. Isn't this something, folks? I'm doing a Saturday show and I haven't said one negative thing about Channel 2 in 2.5 hours. That's a record. We're going to break for Fox News. Back shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:30.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Morning. FM News Talk time, 11:36. Current temperature in Reno, 88 degrees. Red flag warning on until 9 o'clock. This is kind of a special show. I'm John Potter. Call it the travel show. And it's a timing thing with summer vacations, of course, in August, just a week away. Just want to run through. I'm a big camper. Love camp. Some of the best camping in the world is right around here. I enjoy Cold Creek Campground just off 89. It's between Truckee and Sierraville, and it's only $16 a night. Lake Prosser is good. Stampede Reservoir, good. Hunter Lake Camping, it's a six-mile hike to get there. Camp, where you park your car. Camp near Frenchman's Lake with just it's about $10 there. I'm sure it went up since. Walker Lake is BLM land, and that's open to camping. And Lake Davis, time to go there. The best time, I've been there in the spring when it's deserted then because it still gets pretty cold at night, and you will have the whole place to yourself except for the coyotes. Don't bring your cats. Lake Lahontan, that's a good camping spot too. All right, towns again. Let's start with, let's do Elko. I like to stay at Stockman's because I like the historic places. Best places to eat, there's a bunch. Big Basque Center there. Unfortunately, some of the best Basque restaurants have closed in Elko, but we still have my favorite, the Toki Ona. I know you thought I'd say the star, right? No, Toki Ona, incredible lamb steaks there. The star is great too. It's a little too popular. And when they get too popular, you feel just a little bit rushed. La Fiesta there and Garibaldi's are all great restaurants in Elko. Ely, stay at the Copper Queen. It has an indoor pool. It's a wonderful place. Second favorite, the Prospector or Hotel Nevada. Ride the train at sunset. You ride on open bed cars through the desert from this Northern Nevada Railroad Museum, and they run the train. It's called the Sunset Stars and Champagne Train. It's just amazing. And this is a great deal because I like Napa. You've all heard of the Napa Wine Train, but every time I look at it and check it out, the price has gone up, and it's just incredibly offensively, outrageously expensive, the Napa Wine Train, where Instead, you can do the Champagne and Sunset Stars train in Ely, and it's only like $22. And you know, closer to home, the V&T Railroad, they do a wine train. There's one today, there's one in August, and there's one in September. It is $55 a person with wine on the train. And then when you get back to the train station up on the hill outside Carson City, they're going to be doing a wine tasting, too. So you might want to check that out, the V&T Railroad. Austin, Nevada. The whole east Highway 50 east of us drive is mesmerizing. I love these little towns. And in Austin, there's a very nice motel in Austin. It's called the Cozy Mountain Motel. Now, I don't know how it is now, but it was owned by the sweetest lady. And she really spruced this up to be a very special place. But she was trying to sell it the last time I was there. And I got to say, I was kind of tempted to buy it. But Austin, Cozy Mountain Motel, there's the trails there. There's you walk along and bypass old miner shacks and Stokes Castle, which unfortunately now they have a big, huge chain link fence. You can't get near Stokes Castle anymore. And the chain link fence around Stokes Castle looks terrible. But the trails, we got lost on a hike and I had to climb a hill to find Austin again. It's bikers love it. Bicycles up and down because the trails just split constantly. And so that's how you can easily get lost. And definitely take the Godbert Turquoise Rock Hunting Trip, Austin. California, my favorites, Sierraville, the Sierra Hot Springs, Surprise Valley Hot Springs, like Placerville. Stay at the Gold Trail Lodge from Placerville. You can do all of Apple Hill. Apple Hill is just the greatest. Visit Boa Vista or High Hill Ranch. Stay in Placerville, Hangtown. I like the Gold Trail Lodge myself. Nevada City, California. That's another favorite for us. The National Exchange Hotel. And go see a show at the Onyx Theater. Healdsburg, California. We just came back from a stay at the H2 Hotel. It's kind of expensive. Everything in Healdsburg is. I had a couple of issues with it, but it's in the center of Healdsburg, and it's just by far the best location. And even though I say it's expensive, it's probably one of the cheaper places to stay in downtown Healdsburg. That or the Madrona Hotel, which if you have a little more money. Napa. Avoid Napa in the summer. Go in April or early October. That's the time to go. Stay at the El Bonita in St. Helena. Walk to downtown. Napa best restaurants are Cook's, the Bounty Hunter, Pizzeria La Travigna, and Gott's. I tell you, have a bottle of wine outside Gott's, and just the greatest. And then try out the Nevada Valley Wine Trail, from Napa Kennedy Park. It goes to Yountville. It's a 13-mile hike. You can stop at wineries along the way. Has anybody been to Buellton, California, where the big attraction is Anderson's All-You-Can-Eat Split Pea Soup? It's one of these old-time restaurants, and I haven't done that yet, but it's on the list. Other favorite California places of mine are Valencia, San Diego, and Santa Barbara. I like the National Hotel in Jackson, California. Love the cruise to Catalina Island. Not much to do with the island, but it's a very nice cruise. Monterey, Carmel by the Sea, Pacific Grove. That's a three-day trip right there. Ventura, I love Yosemite, Sausalito, Twain Heart. People don't talk about that, but it is it's a blast. Salt Lake City, favorite hotel, Holiday Inn Express downtown. Salt Lake City is one of those few cities where the downtown is actually thriving. So if you stay at a hotel downtown in Salt Lake City, everything is around you. You can go see some old movies at the Tower Theater. You can have dinner downtown at the Lake Effect or the Roof or the Market Street Grill. And the last trip we made, we went out to the Red Butte Garden. Ask directions to the living room. I think that's the one by the University of Utah. There's also the Utah Museum of Fine Arts, the City Creek Mall. They have a shopping mall downtown that's thriving. Ask customer service for the passport. You get it stamped at the stores and they give you a gift. Next door to that, the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art. That's free. You can do the Family Search Center on downtown. That's free. Where you can now, I don't know if they still do this. You know, the internet will do it for you. But they've had this for decades, a system where you could find who your true ancestors were through their setup there at the Family Search Center. You know, and they also have a light rail. But it's not really light rail. It's more like an actual big train. They're big. And they go to Ogden. I like to take the light rail from downtown Salt Lake City to Roy. Roy has one of the biggest shopping centers I've ever seen. I think the one in Vegas probably ties it, but it's one of those shopping malls where they made an actual neighborhood out of the stores, and they have all these streets and everything. No houses or anything like that, just stores. So we're talking a little bit about Amtrak, and a good deal for Amtrak, which is hard to find because I think it's getting too expensive, Amtrak is. But if you buy a multi-city ticket for multiple stops, that's a deal. And if you're a senior, you get 15% off. Even better deal, join the Rail Passengers Association. It's $60 a year, and you get an Amtrak discount at every single trip. Travel agents, yeah. Book travel after August. And Amtrak has a room sale, I think they used to do, in August. So anyway, one more segment to go. I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. We are going to do some show tickets after the break. Stick around. It's coming up very shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1146.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. It's 1149 at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Getting hot, 89 degrees, our current temperature in Reno. Let's go to the phone. And John is calling from Minden. Hey, John, good morning. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you were mentioning the Andersons with pea soup.
Is it as good as it sounds, John?
No, they closed it about a year ago, and they're going to demolish it.
No. Oh, that sounded amazing to me.
It was there for 100 years, and it is no more.
Again, I'm born too late. Well, where do you like to go, John, on a little trip?
Oh, I've been to Ely. I like that.
Yeah, the train. That's a great thing.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too, and I like to go to Elko.
Me too. So old Nevada, you know, my heart belongs in old Nevada because I'm always saying, well, Reno used to be like this, and Elko and Ely pretty much still are. So
yeah.
Where do you like to stay in Elko or Ely?
Oh, any one of the hotels there.
And
Ely,
good?
They got the main one downtown I stayed in. I forget the name of it.
Stockman's.
Yeah, I believe that's it.
And also the Thunderbird downtown, one of those old motels, but boy, they keep it up. And then down Main Street, you have the Red Lion. That's right. And you have a very good Best Western, which has a great breakfast buffet. And,
oh, yeah, that's across the street.
Yeah, yeah. Last trip we stayed Best Western. It wasn't too bad. All right, John, I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of a Best Western guy. I have friends who are travel agents. Nope, travel agents? Are they still around? Yes, they are. Gwen Duncan and my very good friends, Aaron and Joe. Aaron is a travel agent, and she is constantly on these trips. And in our all discussions with Aaron and Gwen and neighbors and people I know, I put together a list of countries that they say are really great to visit and a shorter list of countries that are just countries to stay away from. Okay, places to go in Mexico. I love Mexico, by the way, and I'm long loved Mexico. Back in the day when Americans would go to Acapulco, and I did that in the 70s. Now, no American goes to Acapulco. You look at it, I stayed at the presidential, what is the name? I don't know. God, it's been so long ago. But anyway, places to go in Mexico now are Puerto Vallarta, Tulum, Riviera Maya, Cozumel, Mexico City. I hear an awful lot about Mexico City right now, and Monterrey. Argentina, Buenos Aires is the place to go. Budapest, nighttime Danube River cruise at Budapest. You take the tram to the edge of town with wineries and dinner after the river cruise. It's just incredible. Salzburg in France, the only place to go is Nice. Paris, not getting very good reviews. Germany, Berlin, Munich, or Hamburg. Spain, Sevilla, Valencia, Madrid, or Malaga. People say nice things about Vienna, Croatia, Prague, Scotland, in Edinburgh and Aberdeen. Italy, the place to go is Florence, Rome, Lake Milan, Capri, Genoa. Or Sweden, Stockholm, Denmark, Copenhagen, and London. Those are all positive reviews from everybody I've talked to. Now, here's the no list. Greece, especially Athens. Egypt. Now, those first two are, if you're a single woman, you'll probably get hassled by men or by solicitors or by people trying to get some money out of you. I just heard, it's a shame. I don't mean to be negative, but I hear that a lot about Athens, Egypt, Jamaica, India, Albania, Turkey, Morocco, Tunisia, Nassau. My parents used to go to Nassau in the 60s, and I'm sorry, it sounds like a hellhole from what I hear. Uruguay, Venice, Paris. And airfare tips from my travel agent friends. Book 6 to 3 weeks ahead. Always get a Saturday night stayover and try to fly those nonstops. Now, if you're a member of Costco, they have a travel page, and there's a lot of great deals there. I like to rent cars through Costco. I like to price check Costco versus Hotwire. And the good old days, you could rent a car for $6.95 a day. Not too long ago, it was like that. Like 2009, I could find cars on the Costco webpage or Hotwire for $6.95 a day. I don't know why it was so cheap then, but right now, I can't find a car for less than $50 a day on Costco and Hotwire. So I don't rent cars anymore. I used to rent cars. They get better mileage. You save a little money that way from my big diesel truck. And it's kind of cool to be in a new car. The thing that drives me a bit nuts about Costco's travel deals, they're all beautiful places. I think they're all great deals. But every single one, like I look at all their California deals, they have great San Francisco deals. But every single deal includes the rental car. I don't need a rental car. I mean, we're in an area where we can visit any great place in California without having to have a rental car.
Well, John, they don't charge for it.
Well, I'm sure the price of the Costco travel deal is probably a little bit higher because they put the rental car in there. So the whole thing about Costco travel deals, it seems to be all centered for people who fly and not people who drive. And I'm just one of the drivers, you know, I got a budget. So, X that off. What else? Cruises. I've never taken a cruise. I've just been too busy. I hear the best cruises are Celebrity, especially the Silver Seas. Now, that celebrity cruise is aimed at seniors. Ta-da! The Silver Seas. Also, the Aqua Class option for celebrity. Viking, I hear, is good. Virgin Voyages, great. And Holland America. Second choices, MSC, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and Regency. Stay away, I'm told. I don't mean to sound negative again, but Carnival and NCL Norwegian. Best small cruises. I think that kind of fits my form to begin with. We like smaller and quieter in this age. Number one, the Seabourn cruises and the Viking River cruises. No kids, no gambling. Because right now every cruise ship has gambling and a bunch of kids. I love kids. I do. I don't mean to sound negative. Also small cruises, the Atlas Ocean Voyages and Silver Sea and the Celebrity Suites. No on Norwegian Cruise Pearl. I don't know what Norwegian Cruise Pearl did wrong, but that's on the no list. Well, anyway, I've had a ball talking about travel. It's by far my favorite topic. Sorry, it's not politics. I'm just not that type. But I could talk your ear off over travel and places to go. It's a joy of mine, and hopefully yours. If you get out there and explore a little bit, it's well worth it, worth every penny, even at these prices. Folks, have yourself a wonderful weekend. I've had a great time here. I'll talk to you again next Saturday morning on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Craig, thank you so much for dealing with me in Carson City. Fox News next, FM News Talk time, 11:58. Bye-bye.